You got a little gag to finish with.
Yeah, well, you know how I'm currently building at the moment.
Right.
Do you know how much a chimney costs?
No, how much?
Nothing. It's on the house.
I'm glad you've told that because a 5-year-old told Roo that joke the other day and he didn't get it.
It went over the top of my head, didn't it?
We had it in our little, Joe's joke segment.
You have to slow things down.
We had to go to the ad break. Roo's literally going, I don't get that.
Oh,
can you explain that to me?
Yeah, it's on the house.
Good on your text.
Well, I bumped into a family the other day and they had identical twins, Amal and Dwan. Their mum only carried one baby photo in her wallet, which is pretty sad for the family. Because if you've seen Dwan, you've seen Amal.
Texan. Got a joke for us, Texan, have you?
Yeah, you know Elton John?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
You know he's got a pet rabbit?
That's it.
Yeah, he just bought it a treadmill.
Right.
It's a little fit bunny. And you can tell everybody
this is your song. Oh, you put a lot of work into that. We even got audio this week.
We got audio.
Hell.
Yeah, I know a few people at Triple M. You guys have heard the rumours, haven't you?
About what?
What?
Peanut butter.
Peanut butter?
Don't worry about it. I'm not going to spread them.
Disappointing. Disappointing.
I liked it, Tex. I liked it. Got a gag for us, Texan?
Well, I'd had a bit of spare time lately, so I recently took a poll.
Mm.
And it came to my attention that 100% of the people in the tent were quite angry when it collapsed. Oh, boys, I'm life after footy. I started a nightclub for men with an erectile dysfunction.
Right.
It was a total flop and nobody came.
Oh, please.
What about this morning? You know, when you have kids, you have to get ready before they get up. So I walked into the bathroom and Ellie was drawing her eyebrows on. They were a bit too high.
Okay.
She looked pretty surprised to me.
All right, have you got a dad joke to leave us with, Tex?
Yeah, you know, you obviously heard about Bill and Melinda Gates, how they got divorced.
Yeah, yeah.
I heard that Melinda got to keep the house,
but
Bill got to keep the windows.
Did I tell you Ellie blocked me on Facebook because I post too many bird puns? Toucan can play that game.
Did you boys hear about the man that had an accident while playing peekaboo?
No, I didn't.
He's currently in the ICU.
He's in there with Sloaney.
Righto, Tex, have you got a dad joke to leave us with?
Oh, I stayed up all night to see where the sun went.
Yeah.
Then it dawned on me.
Oh, Texas.
Yeah, we had a magician come down and he showed me a little trick, Ditz, which I want to show you.
Okay.
We're
going to film this, are we? So we can put it on our website?
We'll put it on.
Because this isn't sort of TV, Text. This is radio. So
There's a bit of magic.
Righto.
So I'm only as good as my participation customer, so I want you to participate.
Someone a participation customer. Just, why didn't you just say audience?
Yeah.
Well, audience is more than one.
Yes. Right.
So I've got a coin.
Oh, say participant.
Just let him tell the joke, Ditz.
Sorry.
I've got a coin underneath. I want you to have a look straight through the water bottle and see there's a coin sitting underneath the water bottle.
So we've got one of those like Mount Franklin water bottles sitting here.
Mount Franklin water bottle sitting there.
And at the bottom, and it's full of water.
Full of water.
And at the bottom?
There's a 50-cent coin. I want you to tell the listeners that, yes, there is. Can you see it? You need glasses?
Sorry.
Yes, I can confirm. I can see it. Sorry.
Now,
this is working well.
I want you to turn away.
Turn away.
Oh, right.
I'm going to get rid of the 50-cent coin.
Right. Yeah. Okay. What Tex is doing is done some magic here.
Now have a look and tell the listeners whether there is a 50-cent. No, you're not allowed to touch the water bottle. You've got to look straight down.
No!
Oh, no. Oh, stand back. Stand back, Tex. Whoa. Whoa.
Now,
it's a spitting water bottle. Oh, no.
Now, Tex, do you like lumpy custard? That's what they serve in hospital.
Oh, no. Tex, how'd you fall for that? Oh, no. Oh, shivers. Is there a coin in there, Tex?
Is there a coin there?
I've been blinded in my left eye. Very good, Tex. You need eyes in the back of your head.
Yeah, well. How do Mexicans keep warm?
How?
They use chicken fajitas. Oh, we had the weekend off, so we had a fancy dress party. So I dressed up as a loaf of bread. Mm. The birds were all over me, Dits.
Yes, we won.
Oh, it's a bit of disappointing. My old man's been arrested for stealing from construction site.
Oh, no. What's, really?
I should have seen it coming. All the signs were there.
Oh, God.
You live up in Arndorf, don't you?
Yep.
I was walking up there the other day and walking down the main street and some bloke threw a bottle of omega-3 capsules at me.
Mm.
Oh.
Hit me right in the head, but luckily my injuries were only super fish oil.
Super fish oil.
A woman had twins and gives them up for adoption, Dits. One of them went to a family in Egypt and they named him Amal. The other went to Spain and named him Juan. Years later, Juan sent a photo of himself to his mum. She said to her husband, she wished she had a photo of Amal. He responded, they're twins. If you've seen Juan, you've seen Amal. Well, I'm going to start a new business, Roo.
That's good.
Yeah.
I'm going to
do a bit
else.
Of math tutoring, but right, solely for midgets.
Right.
I'm going to call it Making the Little Things Count.
Oh, no.
Lady's my first customer. Bit of a story. I'm going back a little bit when I was living with Crouchy. Right. I was out mowing the lawns and Crouchy decided to come out and he checked the mailbox and slammed it down, went back inside and I started doing the edges. He came back out, looked at the mailbox, slammed it back down.
Right.
I said, mate, what's wrong? Is everything okay? He said, mate, I'm starting to get the shits with my laptop. It keeps saying I've got mail.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Well, a monkey yesterday was arrested at the zoo. He was throwing little feces at the zoo employees.
Oh, no.
Three of them were rushed to hospital with turd debris burns. Did you hear the rumour about butter?
What?
Never mind. I'm not going to spread it. See you, boys.
That wasn't worth it.
See you, boys. Little Johnny went to school, and in English they had Australian slang was the lesson. And
right.
Johnny put his hand up and, what's your word, Johnny? He said, going. He said, well, put it in a sentence. He said, go and get stuffed.
Ooh.
And the teacher said, out you go, Johnny, you got 10 minutes outside. Anyway, come back in, and Johnny put his hand up, and he said, righto, Johnny, I want this to be a nice word. What is it? He said, shmee. He said, put it in a sentence. He said, shmee again, go and get stuff.
Oh, this is high quality, isn't it? Hey?
An underage weasel walks into a bar.
An underage weasel. Yeah.
The bartender said to him, I'm sorry, I can't serve underage weasels. And the weasel said, that's fine, I don't need anything alcoholic. What else do you have? Oh, we've got water, tea, pop, smoothies. What would you like? Pop, goes the weasel.
Oh, Tex, come on.
What do you call a dog with no legs?
Nothing.
Call it whatever you want, he's not coming. Why was the Irish whiskey triple malted?
Why?
To be sure.
Oh, very good, very good.
What did one saggy boob say to the other saggy boob?
What?
If we don't get any support, people are going to think we're nuts. Well, Ellie Coupler went into church the other day, Dits, bumped into you, and the wife turned to the husband and said, I've just done a silent fart.
Ooh.
Mm.
What should I do? And the husband says, put some new batteries in your hearing aid.
Beautiful.
Yeah, last night I got a bit bored watching TV, so I spent 6 hours linking all of my watches together to make a belt. It was a complete waste of time. Yeah, well, I had a bit of a sore throat yesterday, so I thought I'd go and see the doctor, and he started writing out the script with a thermometer. Good. And I said to him, doctor, that's a thermometer you're using. He said, oh, shit, you know what that means? Some asshole has me pen.
Oh, no. Oh, text.